We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on Loud and Local. As promised, I have a killer band in studio. They're going to be playing Migs Fest 3 with Stephen Perkins and Peter DeStefan, Bruiser Brody, Glenn Cannon, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage, Intizar, and this band right here, Celia. That's going down Saturday, October 12th at Club Sir in the Soto area. Celia, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Howdy.
Hey. How's it going?
How's it going?
Going great, man. It's awesome to have you guys. I'm glad you were able to make it up here Sunday night at 10 p.m., tell me, guys, is this a hard time for you guys? Who has to wake up early for work in the morning? Anyone?
I do.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Get on your grind.
Yep, that's exactly. So I guess let's start things off. Let's go around the room, introduce yourselves, and tell us what you do for Celia.
I'm Nate, lead spoon. No. Sing, play guitar.
I'm Hunter, and I play bass clarinet.
I'm Juan Engels, and I play guitar.
I'm Dave Gerbino. I play the drums.
And you have a sexy voice for radio, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Don't take my job, sir. Don't take my job. Right on. So let's get into it. So how long has Celia been a thing? How long you guys been playing and, performing out as a band? And how'd you guys meet?
Well, probably, like, we started writing songs, Hunter and I did, like, 3 years ago.
Nice.
And we were both in a cover band together. And I was playing
guitar. What songs did you guys cover?
You know, we were doing this thing where we played, like, you know, kind of layup bar rock stuff, like AC/DC and
sure.
stuff. And
yeah,
we
yeah.
also played, like, rock versions of pop songs like Katy Perry and
okay.
Lady Gaga. Miss Gaga. And
sounds fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And so then what happened is when we were, you know, finished like rehearsing or whatever, Hunter would pick up my guitar and like play these little riffs that he had.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just a bag of riffs.
he's a bag
he's
of riffs.
He's a bag of riffs.
A sexy bag of riffs.
He's a, he
I
is
eat a bag of riffs every day for lunch.
So, yeah. So I was like, man, these are really good. Like, I don't want him to play them in another band.
Right.
So now we have to start a band. So then we started, then, yeah, you will be mine. And then, yeah, we just kind of took it a piece at a time. And, you know, an incredibly integral part of the band is we found Travis Wolf playing bass.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's a real fixture of the scene around here. He's an amazing dude, amazing player. And so then we added him to the lineup. And then we met Dave. Through Melina.
Yeah, they were living together.
Yeah, so my girlfriend knew Dave. Anyways, just a kind of a random occurrence. He just moved
sure.
to town from Philly.
Everyone's got to know a Dave.
Yeah, he's the Dave. So yeah, put it together, and then you know, we were playing gigs as a four piece for a while,
yeah.
and then we started like writing these songs where we wanted to do more of a Thin Lizzy thing. So we're like, "Well, we need more guitars. The
yeah.
solution for our guitar problem is more guitars."
I love
and
it.
And so then, Hunter knows Juan.
Yeah,
and,
I went to yeah. middle school with Juan.
Okay,
and we were sort of shopping around for a third guitar player, and Nate and I both played Flying V's at the time.
Yeah,
and I said, "Hey, Juan, if you buy a V, you got the gig." And he like got on Craigslist.
I literally like ran out.
That's amazing.
Wait, yeah, so you guys are a five piece?
We were.
Yeah,
we were a five piece.
We
okay.
were.
So you're getting to that. Okay,
yeah,
I'm we'll jumping ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened. We played as a four piece for the first year, I think. Then we added Juan, and that's. So we've been a five-piece for like a year.
Yeah.
And then in the last few months, we kind of it kind of became clear that we had to like kind of each divert our creative energies elsewhere. So,
sure.
So you know, Travis and I were piecing together, mm-hmm. you know, another little side project that'll be coming to life
oh, cool.
eventually here. And then, yeah, so now Celia's back to being a four-piece.
Okay.
And And we got Hunter playing bass. And again, that's how I initially met him. That's how he got the first call. He's a great bassist. So, anyways, that's
good old bag of riffs, Hunter.
Yeah, good old bag of riffs.
Riff bag.
Hunter and quotes.
Bag of riffs. Old uncle.
Creepy old riff bag over here.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, you know what's funny is I'm talking like I'm like best friends with you guys, and I just met you guys like half an hour ago. So where very comfortable, you know. So tell me, what's the name Celia come from? Where?
I'd like to know this.
Yeah, wait.
You want to take this one, Hunter, or you want me to?
Sure, come on, I'll take riff it. Bag.
Let's see. It's riffing tanks. Riff McKinstry.
Let's see. What's his name? Jonathan Swift?
Yeah.
The gentleman who wrote Gulliver's Travels and wrote this poem called The Lady's Dressing Room.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about a sort of voyeuristic man who is in love with a dancer named Celia.
Okay.
And he steals away into her dressing room and in waiting for her realizes that this beautiful woman that he is just infatuated with is disgusting. Wow.
Okay.
And Nate thought that sort of duality.
Nate really liked
it. This is a good story.
Well, I did think at the time, like, you know, that it's a nice kind of analogy for growing up.
You guys are canceled. Canceled.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I thought of. Like, well, isn't that kind of like how all of life goes? Like, you think
it's amazing.
Things are amazing, and, you know, you get a little bit more truth as you go through your journey and you realize that you know sometimes your heroes are flawed and
it's true.
Sometimes your dream girl is just a person and your Celia is just you know disgusting.
Yeah. Haggard meth
we're
teeth
or something.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into some of your jams. We've got Dandelion and Electric Rage. These are available now for people to listen to?
These have never been played for anyone. But we were like, well, let's just pull them out.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's heard these recordings. So.
And it's coming from something that will be released in early 2020?
Early 2020, yep.
Awesome. Right on. Here's Dandelion and Electric Rage. Next time you hear from us, we'll be having Celia play some acoustic songs live in studio. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Like the rest of me, 'cause I'm 4 to 5. Internet has brought a lot of benefits, but it has its drawbacks and dangers, such as pornography and threatening messages.
Take the power of you, the passion, the desire. It's up to the top, unquenchable fire. Take the promise, the times leads out the grave. Flash by flash, yes, do it away.
That was Gosh, some good rock and roll. That was, I mean, I can hear the Thin Lizzy influence for sure, but just like kind of like some punk rock in the toward the end of that song is just so good, man. Brand new music by Celia. Those are two songs that have never been heard before. Debut here. I hope you had your cassette tape ready to go to bootleg the hell out of that. Electric Rage before that was Dandelion. But these guys are going to be playing a handful of shows coming up here. Actually, Saturday, August 31st at the Anchor Pub in Everett with Stoic FB and End of May. Friday, September 20th at Louis G's in Tacoma with Rainlight Fade. That's the album release show for them. With Lust Punch, Watch Rome Burn. And then also Friday, November 22nd at the High Dive Fremont with High Friday and guests. But we're here to talk to you a bit about Migs Fest. You guys know Steve Migs?
No.
Okay.
Of him.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad that Steve Miggs obviously does the morning show here, and he's a badass. He's actually a professional wrestler as well, so maybe he can show off some of his moves to you guys in the green room and put you guys in the camel clutch.
Cool.
Please.
Yes. So, again, it's going to be Migs Fest at the Club Sur, Saturday, October 12th, with Stephen Perkins and Peter DeStefan, Bruiser Brody, Glenn Cannon, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage, Intizar, and you guys, Celia. So, man, we got to – if you like what you hear, and I would assume that you do because it rocks, and if you don't, then we got two words for you. Suck it. Yeah. Celia, you guys are going to rock the hell out acoustic style right now. You got a couple songs. I'm going to turn my microphone off. You guys can introduce them. Do whatever you want. Celia, this is Loud and Local in acoustic in studio. Let's go.
There we go. All right. You want to start us off, Dave?
Yeah. This song is Laughing at the Rain. Acoustic. Here we go.
Make you think I'm someone. Well, let's go, let's go, let's let it go. The pigs will never find us. But tomorrow, an empty cup. Tonight we start a riot. I feel so alive. Taste the daylight. Oh, laughing at the rain. The pain evaporating.
let's drop it down a little low. So this next one is called Cut the Ties, and it's kind of like our sludge rock take on the Beatles, I guess. Oh, yeah. Ready?
Already gave you an answer. Ain't got the rest of our lives. Time just keeps rolling fast, so let's move along and cut the
so awesome. Seriously, I feel like, hey, come on, let's get some cheers in here, everyone. Come on.
Yay, us.
I feel like if I'm the only one only person doing it, I need to be like snapping, like we're in a coffee house, acoustic style. So amazing, Celia. Obviously, if you see them live, it's a little bit louder than that. But we wanted to strip it down and play some really cool jams here. And I feel very privileged to be in this room. And I got a little video, so I'm going to try and share it with you guys if they'll allow that. If you guys are cool with that,
of course.
Okay, cool. So
we'll think about it.
We'll see. Okay, cool. So again, Celia, and they're going to be playing Saturday, August 31st at the Anchor Pub in Everett, Friday, September 20th at Louis G's in Tacoma, Saturday, October 12th at Club Sur in Soto for Migs Fest 3, and then Friday, November 22nd, High Dive in Fremont. $5 to anyone who goes to all of those shows. Actually, not $5, but more like a high five. High five to anyone who goes to all four of those shows. You're our hero. We'll be back with more from Celia. This is Loud and Local. We got two more songs from them, and we're going to be grilling them like Maury Povich style. We'll be back with more from Celia. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
So that last song you heard from Celia, it was very... I felt like it was done acoustic, but I felt like I could just hear it just deafening me if it was live. Like that's, I could just tell when it was just like sludge parts. So yeah. Do you normally – is that like probably your heaviest song, or you guys got some heavier riffs in that?
Oh, no. There's heavier riffs than that.
Really?
That's our slowest
that's
one.
That's like
though.
Our sludgiest yeah. song.
Yeah. It gets sludgy. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like Doom Eagles.
Sure.
I love it. I might be tooting my own horn, but
yeah,
that's sort of the idea.
Too late.
So you guys, I'm kind of curious where you're come from background-wise. Like, what are your favorite Northwest bands of all time? Let's just go around the room and maybe shout out one of your favorite or a couple of your favorite Northwest bands, something that came from the Pacific Northwest.
10 Miles Wide.
Yes.
Yeah, totally, man.
They're coming out with a new record.
I know, excited.
They're my favorite Northwest band.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you want more answer than that?
No, whatever, man. If, yeah, 10 Miles Wide.
Thunderous rhythms and the blessed instrument that Jaundice carries with him everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out Jaundice.
Yeah, Jaundice.
And just the whole band. Like, everyone's a killer musician in that band, and the songs are just, I'm a tremendous fan of 10 Miles Wide, amongst other incredible bands. I mean, there's too many to name, but you made me pick one. So.
Yes, there you go. Whittle it down to one.
Let's see. If I were to have to whittle it down to one, I think Earth.
Yeah.
Might be my favorite.
Such an interesting kind of story of that band and how they've just started is just like insanely doom, just like almost comically too heavy, and then now they're like doing like countryish and like pretty music. And
I've seen them like play in sort of both styles.
Yeah,
they're fun.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Like I like that minimalist thing.
Cool. Right on.
I'm going to have to go with some good old-fashioned Hendrix, man.
Yes?
Love me some Hendrix.
Absolutely, man. Have you been to the Memorial in Renton?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's a great spot,
man. Used to live down there.
Great.
Yeah. Love Hendrix, man.
Hendrix. Can't go wrong.
Nope.
What about you, Dave?
Well, I would say 10 Miles Wide right now, definitely. But in terms of, like, inspiration, what I grew up with and what started making me play music was definitely Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Yeah, they put a guitar in my hand for sure.
Cool, man. Right on. Well, that's a great mix of bands here from the Northwest, and I'm sure there's somewhere out there that you guys are inspiring, and probably down the road they're gonna say you're your favorite Northwest band of all time. So, so maybe a question that might be a little bit more awkward for you guys, even if it is corny or something that you would laugh at.
Oh God,
we all have. That one album that we purchased with our own money, whether we did chores or we cleaned our room, we got some money, we went to the record store or the Walmart or the Fred Meyer, wherever we bought our first CD, tape, or record. What was the first album you purchased on your own? Dave, let's start with you, man.
Well, yeah. I remember like it was yesterday. I was in the mall with my mom.
And, yeah.
We were at the Sam Goody.
Shout out Sam Goody, RIP.
Sam Goody, yeah, totally. What did it turn into after that? It was like FYE.
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 For Your Entertainment.
For Your Entertainment, yeah. But yeah, no, first CD I ever bought. I asked my mother for $20, and I walked in and I saw the naked baby in the pool, and it was Nirvana Nevermind.
Yes.
I remember coming out with it, and my mom saw the cover, and she's like, "What the heck?
What is that little penis doing on my children's album?"
Yeah, that was my first one for sure, man.
That's awesome. Well, hey, it's a good one to start with, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mine's a bit more of a confession. it pains me to say this. It was Good Charlotte.
Hey!
Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know,
Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
I saw them playing on TV or whatever, and I just thought, wow. It looks so cool.
It was TRL, man. Hanging with Carson, you were like, yes.
Spiky hair and the eyeshadow, man. Love it.
Hey, man.
Studs.
Benji and Joel Madden. True punk rock royalty.
I want to see your senior picture.
Someone out there is just like, F you, Kevin.
Isn't one of them married to, like, Cameron Diaz?
What?
I think one of them was with everyone. I don't know. You know what's funny is like I'll like throw shade, but like I obviously know too much about that band, so it's not like you know I didn't like them at one point. So it was like, this Kevin, he sure knows a lot of deep facts about them to be making fun of them. Anyways, moving on from Good Charlotte. How about you, man?
The first album I ever bought, I purchased at Love Music in Redmond.
Okay,
which is also
now
defunct. It was a cassette.
Yeah.
And it was The Dirty Boogie by the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Wow.
I was
okay.
About seven.
Oh, my
hey.
God.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sideburns said that you loved that album. The Sideburns.
There's a pompadour, like, under these headphones.
Oh, my
dude.
God. Yes, dude. He's a swinger. Wait, that's weird. What?
That was a weird thing to say. Ladies and gentlemen.
He's a swing music fan. I'm going to dump that one. No, no. Riff Bag the Swinger.
Yeah. You know, looking back on it, I listened to it not that long ago. And I was like, it's so chock full of sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
And I was just a little kid. I mean, I was seven. I can't believe that my parents let me listen to this. Like swing, big band.
I mean, there was the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, and they were just obviously a very sexual innuendo with their name.
A song about Nosy Joe, who's like, the women don't want him to shove his big nose in their business.
Yikes.
Great. Yeah, I love it.
Canceled.
Canceled.
And how about you, man?
I think my first record was whatever. I think it was Hanson's self-titled.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Whatever that record is.
Yes. Mm-bop, shimmy-dop.
I'll never forget, like, my sister.
Middle of nowhere.
She's 5 years younger than me, and so she was really little when it came out. And we would, like, have fights over the Hanson CD and, like, who got to listen to it.
Yeah.
And she always called them the Hanson girls. She was like, I want to listen to the Hanson girls. And I'd be like, no, they're not girls. Like, you're wrong. And I remember that quite vividly, that, like, we'd go back and forth about the Hanson sisters.
Well, hey, man, honestly, when I saw a Hanson video, I was like, those two guys are pretty cool, but I really like that girl. She's really cute.
Right. The drummer, right?
No, it was the middle one, whatever, Taylor or something. No. I was like, she is really cute. Kind of confused.
And, I mean, you know, they like just their singing voices and the look. It's, you know, it's not a hard mistake to make.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
What was yours?
No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom.
Oh, ooh. Nice. That's a good one.
I still back that album. It's a good album.
That is a good album.
I have actually purchased it on vinyl just to be like, that was my first CD. I got to buy this on vinyl. So,
nice.
You know, someone out there is going to be like, the host of Metal Shop bought No Doubt. Loser. Anyways, but so thank you guys for coming up. You guys have a handful of shows here Saturday, August 31st. That is at the Anchor Pub in Everett with Stoic FB, end of May. Friday, September 20th at Louis G's in Tacoma, Fife area with Rain Light Faye. That's the album release show. Also, Lust Punch and Watch Rome Burn, a band that we're going to be playing a little later in the show. Saturday, October 12th, Club Sir
get to Migs Fest 3 with Stephen Perkins and Peter DeStefan, Bruiser Brody, Glenn Cannon, White Only in the Wreckage, and Intizar Friday, November 22nd, High Dive, the Fremont with High Friday and guests.
Yeah, for that one, we got our good friends from Sun Mother playing with us there.
Sun Mother's awesome.
Yeah, and Nordis, so they just confirmed for that one.
Killer.
Yeah. Nice.
Right on. So beyond that, what do you guys have planned for, you know, the rest of 2019 and beyond? Obviously, songs are going to be released somehow, right?
One way or another.
Yeah, that is the question. I think we're going to release an EP in January, and then we've been trying to release a video with every single. So I think we're just going to be releasing singles until, so maybe just a couple until the end of the year here, and that's always kind of the workflow for us. Is, you know, we tend to wait until we've had the time.
Yeah.
To get a video concept together to pair with the audio. And so far that's worked for us because, you know, like, we've done a couple just ridiculous music videos and
yeah.
People seem to have got a kick out of those. So.
And who does the videos for you?
We go with a wonderful gentleman named Ryan Healy.
Okay.
What's up, Ryan? And his film company is called Hemp Films.
Hemp Films?
Yeah, he's great. He's really great for anyone who's, like, you know, local artist here, wants... You know, real high quality at a real, like, reasonable price. He's
awesome.
Easy to work with. Got a good eye, good ear. So, everything you need.
Cool. Right on. So, that'll be good. And then we'll have you guys up maybe when you release that EP and come back to the station. And, you know, where can people find your music online or add you guys and follow along with all your activities?
Well, on Facebook and Instagram... You're going to want to look for a band called Celia, all one word. A band called Celia, all one word. And the confession that we have to make is, like, we've realized that after releasing some music that the name Celia, like, we are the like, sixth Celia on Spotify.
Sure.
Because there's all these, like, Latin chicks.
Yeah.
So pick that name. So we're trying to... start releasing more material under the name A Band Called Celia because I think that might be more findable.
Just
for easier
to find, yeah.
So that's...
It's cool, too. It's a cool name, too. I kind of like it. A Band Called Celia.
A Band Called Celia, yeah. So that is what we're going to be releasing most things.
Sure.
That will be the new name, essentially, for especially starting with the new year. Just because, you know... Got to make it easy for people to find you.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Been really hard so far.
Fair enough. So yeah, add a band called Celia and follow along with them and go to one of their shows. Next one is Saturday, August 31st at the Anchor Pub in Everett with Stoic FB and End of May. I'm going to give this guys over to you to shout out and thank yous and anything you want to do before we jump into Formidable and Enough, the next songs here by Celia. So the floor is yours. I'm going to turn my mic off, and you guys are going to play Cheesy Radio DJ, and whoever wants to have the last word is going to do the official introduction. So I'm signing off for the hour. You guys are on.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, man.
Well, let's see. I got three people I want to make sure to thank. One is we all need to take a minute. Thank Travis Wolf.
Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
We love Travis,
and he's been just such an integral and amazing musician and spirit for getting this project to where it is. And there's going to be like he's just I think the world of Travis. So Trav, love you, buddy.
We all do, buddy.
Want to shout out to Dylan Fant, One Shot Studios. He's done all of our recordings, and for anyone who's looking for someone that can, you know, essentially take you wherever you're at as an artist, and he can just meet you where you're at, and he's really budget friendly, and we've been really happy with the recordings and his professionalism. So he's the Wizard of Woodenville.
Sure,
well, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I like that.
So Dylan, appreciate you. Let's see, I want to thank Glenn Cannon. Everyone loves Glenn. He's been such a great, like, centerpiece of the scene, and, you know, he's given a lot of great advice to artists, myself included. And then I guess the fourth one, Kevin, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Got to turn my mic on. You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Well, this is
really
a special thing, you know, that you let bands do, and you're kind of the centerpiece of that. And, you know, it's an honor to be
we
here.
All appreciate it.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else, boys?
I'd like to thank my mom for watching my kiddo and all these weeknights. Yeah.
Right on. Is she up listening? She better not be. She better not be. Or he better not
might,
be. I don't
she
know.
Might not be. I hope my child is asleep, though.
Okay. That's what I meant. Your child. Oh, sorry. Yes, yeah. I meant your child better not
no,
be.
Better not be. If you're listening, go to bed.
I'd like to thank my family. Love you guys.
I'd like to thank my my new wife, Sam, right here. Yeah, we just got married in June.
Let
me stay out with the boys till 10, 11 o'clock on weekdays. Making some music and, yeah.
You're doing
She's
good.
The best.
Yeah, baby. Hell yeah. Oh, right on. Well, introduce the songs, guys.
Go ahead.
Best radio DJ voice. Who's got it?
All right. Let's do Formidable first. This is a banger. This is our metal tune.
It's Celia on Loud and Local. Thanks, guys!
We'll be right back.
Mighty Rock. A radio.com station. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers. 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.